Good morning. Today we're going to talk a little bit about a critique that was done of my last podcast, Hyperpreterism, Theology on Steroids. Not too many people have listened to it so far, about 21 people, but apparently Mr. Curtis Sabat, a hyperpreterist, had posted a critique of this podcast. And I have no problems with people critiquing my work. I have no problem with that at all. The problem I have with his critique, well, one being, is that he refused to give a link to the actual podcast. Rather, he decided to put a link to the archive section that I have, where I post old episodes for people to download. This way I can remove some podcasts from the Podbean site in order to free up some space for additional podcasts. That's what I have to do. And I pay the WordPress site for the WordPress site and for that service. That particular podcast, Hyperpreterism, Theology on Steroids, was not on that page. So he basically didn't want you to hear that podcast. Because he didn't get that podcast from there. It wasn't there. It's not there. Anyhow, he made a statement. He's made several statements, and most of them I rebutted. But one, and the reason I'm even doing this podcast and wasting some bandwidth today, is because I have to play a full quote for you so that you'll understand what I meant when I stated that Mr. Alan Bondar, a pastor in Florida, a pastor of a home church, a hyperpreterist home church, with basically refugees from a Presbyterian church that Mr. Bondar was asked to leave, his position being as a youth pastor because of his full preterist views, or hyperpreterist views, I'm sorry. Anyhow, this is what he had to say. Back to Alan. He plays quotes to this one. Maybe he couldn't find one that said exactly this, so he decided to say it rather than play Alan's actual words. He claims Alan has said that no one can understand the gospel without the light of full preterism. I have a feeling this would also be a straw man. If he said it, I think I would understand him to mean have a full understanding or the best understanding, not have no understanding at all. As Phil said, Alan was arrogant. It would also be arrogant to believe he knows what Alan meant by that statement without a full quote from him on the subject. Now that he has established his straw man, he knocks it down with the charge of heresy, even though he doesn't use the word. Again, one of the troubling things is dealing with people like Mr. Sibbett is the fact that they don't do their homework very well. You notice how he says, if he said it, I think it would mean. That tells me that he probably didn't listen to the New Covenant Eyes podcast. But for his benefit, and for all of yours, let's hear what Mr. Bondar had to actually say about the issue. Let's see if I set up a straw man.
We're going to talk about the gospel in light of full preterism. You know, many of you who are listening either think this or have heard this, that, you know, full preterists have a different gospel and we worship a different Jesus. I got accused of that recently. And frankly, what we hope to talk a little bit about tonight to demonstrate is that we maintain the gospel is by grace alone through faith alone, as futurists do. The difference is we actually can explain why the gospel is possible.
Did he just say what I think he said? Let's hear this again.
Tonight we're going to talk about the gospel in light of full preterism. You know, many of you who are listening either think this or have heard this, that, you know, full preterists have a different gospel and we worship a different Jesus. I got accused of that recently. And frankly, what we hope to talk a little bit about tonight to demonstrate is that we maintain the gospel is by grace alone through faith alone, as futurists do. The difference is we actually can explain why the gospel is possible.
I don't know. Maybe I did create a straw man. Did I put words in his mouth? Let's listen one more time.
We're going to talk about the gospel in light of full preterism. You know, many of you who are listening either think this or have heard this, that, you know, full preterists have a different gospel and we worship a different Jesus. I got accused of that recently. And frankly, what we hope to talk a little bit about tonight to demonstrate is that we maintain the gospel is by grace alone through faith alone, as futurists do. The difference is we actually can explain why the gospel is possible.
So in light of full preterism, he can explain why the gospel is possible. That's the difference between full preterist and futurist. You heard what he said. That's 29 seconds worth. That's a full quote. All right, I didn't mess with the editing. That's him saying what he said. In fact, when I did the podcast, the original podcast, I left a link for anyone and everyone to go listen to that podcast in its entirety. I certainly wasn't hiding anything. Why would I need to hide anything? The fact that I mentioned this without playing the tape, that might have been an oversight on my part. Or perhaps I was going to use that audio clip in a further critique of this particular program of Mr. Bondar's from January the 3rd. But because Mr. Sabet decides that he wants to make a name for himself by taking down the tennis pro, which was kind of funny, I had to play it for you. That's what Pastor Alan Bondar believes. He believes that full preterism and his belief in full preterism means that he can explain the gospel. If that's what that means that futurists can't. That's what he's saying. Or that's what he's implying. That is absolute hogwash. All right, absolute hogwash. I have never heard such a thing in my life. This is ridiculous. It's heretical for him to come out and say something like that. What he's basically telling you is that 2,000 years worth of scholarship, that's another thing that Mr. Sabet misquoted me and misrepresented my podcast. I didn't talk about church history. I'm talking about scholarship. Credible scholarship. None of them would ever say such a thing that Mr. Bondar says. And he is very, very confident in this statement. He's basically telling you that the Charles Spurgeons and the John Calvins and the Martin Luthers and the St. Clements and the Polycarps and the Irenaeuses of the world couldn't understand it, couldn't explain the gospel like he can, because he's a full preterist. That, my friends, is arrogant. I'm sorry. I know that you don't like to hear those types of things, but it's the truth. When you can say that, and it's not Mr. Bondar saying it, but he didn't correct it either. When you have someone who tells you that salvation couldn't have been possible without the AD 70 parousia and all things being fulfilled, that's bad theology. That's incomplete theology. That is just out there on Pluto. Anyone who listens to that and believes that needs to re-examine themselves, because that is ridiculous. That is not biblical. Christ's atoning work was finished at the cross. All right? It had nothing to do, or it has nothing to do with his final return. That is not part of the atonement. That is bad theology to teach otherwise. And Mr. Bondar and his co-host, Mr. Dufresne, blatantly and willingly misrepresented the gospel on that podcast. Mr. Sabet has blatantly and willingly misrepresented me and my podcast. The difference between Mr. Sabet and myself, one, I didn't take any cheap shots at him, or anyone else for that matter. And two, I offered my listeners an opportunity to hear the whole entire podcast. Mr. Sabet doesn't even afford his readers of his blog posting to even find my podcast. And from the statistics, they weren't listening to it. The people who commented on it more than likely didn't listen to it. In fact, in the last 3 days, it's only been played one time, maybe twice. And I heard from both of those people. I have the stats. Something's not right there. And I hope it's not what I think it is. But if it is, Mr. Sabet, please don't try to make a name for yourself and use my work as a way of doing it. If you want to critique my work, fine. Fine. Be scholarly. Give people a chance to hear what I had to say. Link to my work so people can make a good decision, because it looks like you're trying to hide something. More importantly, it looks like you have another agenda, and it has nothing to do with New Covenant Eyes or defending what Alan Bondard said, because it appears that you didn't listen, man. And that's sad. But that's the way it is when you deal in that community, or with some in that community. They are horrible scholars. They don't do their homework. They are ill-mannered and ill-tempered. They like to say nasty things about their opposition. They like to use character assassinations to harm their opposition. And I'm talking about a small fringe, not the general movement. I've met several people that, although I disagree completely with their theology, I still call them friends, and I believe they still call me friends as well. But there are that little fringe that want to make names for themselves. They need to be heard, and this is one example of it, in my opinion. You can take what I said on my podcast, Hyperpreterism, Theology on Steroids, and do whatever you like with it. But please, be honest when you critique my work. I don't mind if you do. I learn from my critics. In this case, I learned more than I thought I would. All right. We're going to let you listen to Mr. Bondar one more time, just to make sure I didn't create that straw man. Thanks for listening.
We're going to talk about the gospel in light of full preterism. Many of you who are listening either think this or have heard this, that, you know, full preterists have a different gospel and we worship a different Jesus. I got accused of that recently. And frankly, what we hope to talk a little bit about tonight to demonstrate is that we maintain the gospel is by grace alone through faith alone, as futurists do. The difference is we actually can explain why the gospel is possible.